This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
Ooh, she is Batman's mom. Batman's mom. Talking about the Taco Bell dog.
Chihuahua.
Words are coming off her tongue. Off her tongue. Coming out sounding all wrong.
Chihuahua.
We love her so much. Oh, so much. So we made this song when Batman was a kid. All he did was play.
Donkey Dong.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 9:06.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mom. I had to call an audible because Nine figured out the code earlier.
Oh, yeah. I figured out Lady Gaga.
So I had to call an audible and play My Shawini.
Yep.
My Sharona. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Shawini.
It is 9:07. It is the week of Summer Ticket Blitz.
Yeah,
am I
it
saying
is.
That correct?
Summer Ticket Blitz. That's right.
Summer Ticket Blitz. It's a blitz.
Whoa.
I mean, it's crazy around here.
Mm-hmm.
I found a pair of tickets in the bathroom earlier.
I know.
You're speeding tickets, Paige. Slow down.
I know. Blitz.
Tomorrow, we have tickets to see Iron Maiden.
Orange.
Thursday, we have tickets to see Effin Slayer and Primus.
Get out.
I believe it's Primus Day, yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, a day to remember.
Yep, a day to remember on Friday. And man, Slayer, Primus, Ministry. And Phil Anselmo from Pantera playing with the Illegals, doing a set of Pantera songs. I'll tell you what, you find a show this year anywhere more badass than Slayer, Primus, Ministry, and Phil Anselmo playing Pantera.
Go ahead.
You can't do it.
You won't.
You can't do it. You can't find anything better than that
the
all
hell
year.
Out of here.
Nope.
You
nope.
won't.
Mm-mm. You won't do it.
Well, look at me that way, Paige.
Won't
you know
it.
I'm right.
Won't do it.
We're blitzing tickets. This summer.
Blitz away.
So right now, join me as we go live from Studio 420 here at Intercom Upstate in Yeah, Greenville. This is the P1 Family Feud.
Woo-hoo!
And right now, as always, joining us, the host of the feud, looking dapper as hell. He must have a photo shoot later. It's Steve Heavy.
Hey,
Steve.
Thanks, Matt, man. Thank you. Today, we're playing the feud for tickets to Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World at PNC Music Pavilion this Sunday, July 21st in Charlotte.
It's all part of that summer ticket blitz, Steve Heavy.
Somebody who wins tickets today will also get meet and greet passes,
tour
poster from Third Eye Blind.
Damn.
What?
Meet old Stephen Jenkins.
How about that?
Big prizes on the line today as we play the P1 Family Feud.
Steve, I've curated some contestants.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt Mann.
Curated.
Who you got?
Well,
who do we have? Who
on
plays
line
today?
One, P1 Skinny Man would like to play. Good morning, Skinny Man.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Doing well. You'll be playing today with the Fat Boy family.
Yeah! Skinny Man and
Fat Boy.
What a pairing. Okay,
perfect.
Hold on.
Perfect. Doesn't get better than Skinny Man and Fat Boy.
And Steve Heavy, let's say hello to contestant number two. It's someone with a horrible connection. He goes by Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Sam.
Good morning.
The lovely Sam.
Oh. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Steve Heavy, who is Sam paired up with?
Sam will be playing with the Page family.
The Page family. All right. Sam and Page.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Hold on. Sam-atha.
Sam-atha. Samantha.
Samantha.
Samantha. All full right. name Samantha.
P1 Family Feud, the Fat Boys taking on the Pages.
Yes. Uh-huh. We're ready to begin? Today.
I'm ready. I'm not hosting this, Steve. I'm just the announcer.
I'm asking if we're ready to begin.
Yes, guys. Come on.
All right. Going first today will be the Fat Boy family. It means we need the Page family to step outside the studio.
Page, step outside.
Please leave the set.
You want to step outside? You want to step outside?
Yeah.
They call me short. Is that I?
Would you shut up, too?
What are you staring at? All right, Paige is outside now.
The way this works is similar to the Fast Money round from Family Feud. We will ask five questions, top answers we have recorded from a survey of 100 P1s.
Okay.
You answer. We don't keep time. We tabulate at the end. And since you're going first, Fat Boy, no one will give an answer that's already been given.
He really does this. When you see nine after concerts, he's not signing autographs. He's asking you questions for this game.
I am, all the time, everywhere I go.
Hold the sting for good luck.
I ask random questions to you. You better answer.
You want me to run time?
No time needed.
I'm just a piece of meat. I was just used for my announcer voice, and I'm over here in the audience now.
We just go through all five questions, and that's how we do.
All right.
Are we ready to begin?
Fat Boy, come on. You can do this. You're representing the family of Fat Boys.
Feeling lucky today.
Question number one, the Fat Boy family. What is a lie Nine could tell about his leg that is less embarrassing than being scratched by a kitten?
You got shot at Tribbles.
Okay. If Fat Boy were a cartoon character, who would he be?
Oh. Garfield.
Okay. What rock band / rock star are you afraid of?
Bill Anselmo.
Oh, that's a good answer. Good answer. Good answer, Fable. Good
Thank
answer.
You.
What is something most people only do once a week?
Take out the trash.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'll
go through it.
House stinks, I bet. Name something you haven't done since high school.
Take my shirt off at the pool.
I mean, yes.
Okay.
It's a correct answer.
Okay.
That can be correct.
Yes.
All right, I was alerting him to hit time. Okay.
There we go. Right. Fat Boy's answers are logged.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about your answers?
The last one throws you off. It's hard to come up with something.
Yeah.
I had the perfect answer for you. I also had your perfect cartoon answer. All right, I'll take off my headphones and go alert Paige. We're ready.
Please, thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Matthew.
Paige!
Paige family has returned. Give them a moment to put their headphones on.
There.
You think that's why they send those emails about, hey, it's hot in here, we left the doors open, please don't scream in the hallways?
Yeah, perhaps. Probably.
I'm sorry.
Probably. Okay. Paige?
Uh-huh.
If you give an answer Fat Boy already gave, you will hear this sound.
Uh-oh.
No time. Just five questions. Need five answers from you. Are you ready?
Yes. Paige, I'm pulling for you. I was booing Fat Boy as he was doing his answers.
You don't take off your shirt. You'll hear this sound.
If I don't?
Okay. Come on, Paige.
Question number one.
Okay, do it. I'm going to do it.
What is a lie Nine could tell about his leg that is less embarrassing than being scratched by a kitten?
Oh.
Need an answer.
Jet skiing accident.
Okay.
Solid answer.
If Fat Boy were a cartoon character, who would he be?
He would be Yogi Bear.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Solid answer.
What rock band / rock star are you most afraid of?
Oh. Lemmy.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense. Come on, Paige.
What is something most people only do once a week?
Shower.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Good answer, Paige.
Name something you haven't done since high school.
Smoke.
Okay.
I didn't have to use the buzzer once.
Answers are logged in. Now I need a moment to tabulate, please.
Paige, I asked Fatboy the same thing. How do you felt you did? Which one was the hardest question?
I guess rock stars that I'm afraid of, and I'm not really afraid of anybody, I guess.
Okay, I got to say, I think Fatboy's answer on that one was solid. And I think that comes from him legit being scared of his answer. Oh, yeah. The one about Nine's leg. Boy, that was a lengthy question. That really threw me off for a loop. And then, of course, what were some of the other ones? This is why we need an intern to tabulate games for us, Mark. This is, what was the other question? Oh, the Fat Boy cartoon character. Boy, you both missed it on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I think I absolutely know the number one answer on that
Yeah.
I think I know the number one and number two answer of that.
Okay.
So if you do once a week, I mean, it's so open-ended.
Yeah, but the house stinks.
Garfield.
Okay, I'm almost done tabulating. Almost done tabulating.
Well, with the P1 Family Feud, you know, it's one of these things where there's up to 10 answers for some of these questions.
Yeah.
Nine's combing through the stats.
But when you said cartoon character, I was thinking Farvog, and then I went to Bear. You know, it's kind of like in his...
Farvog was his... wrestling gimmick.
I know, but this...
The Russian bottom bear.
Mm-hmm. Farvog, the Russian bottom bear.
It wasn't really a cartoon character. So.
No, does not exist.
All right, have the tabs come in, Jimmy?
Yes.
Tabulations.
Would you like to review the questions and their answers and the scores?
Well, we have to, because these are for Third Eye Blind Jimmy World tickets for Sunday night.
Sam, I'm crossing
I guess you're
going
to go to the early service.
Question number one, what is a lie Nine can tell about his leg that is less embarrassing than being scratched by a kitten? Bad boy, you said he got shot at Tribbles. Yep. Got shot was the number four answer on the board.
Hey, number four.
Paige, you said a jet ski accident. Literally anything else was the number five answer on the board.
You'll give her that?
Yes, that counts as literally anything
literally
else.
Literally anything else, okay.
Yep, yep.
Damn.
All right. If Fat Boy were a cartoon character, who would he be?
Question, though. You didn't reveal the points yet. Will you do that at the end?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Question number two. This is why I'm the announcer.
I decided to do it that way this time.
Makes it more
some suspense.
Dramatic, yes.
If Fat Boy were a cartoon character, who would he be? Fat Boy said Garfield. Paige said Yogi Bear. Number five answer, Peter Griffin. I would have said Homer Simpson personally. You have his haircut.
Oh, okay,
number four,
yeah.
Cartman. Cartman.
Oh, yes. Dude.
Oh, my God.
The attitude.
About that.
Yeah, so yeah, Eric yeah, Cartman. Yeah. Number three, Foghorn Leghorn. I don't know why they said yeah. that, but they did.
Well, that's because the, you know, Hanky Mack thing.
Number two answer. Any guesses?
Oh, I don't want to say my guess because I think I have the number one.
Number two, Stimpy.
Oh, then if I don't have number one, this poll is false.
I can't what be
is,
ran.
What is your guess, Matt Man?
My guess is that Fat Boy would be the cartoon character of Eeyore.
I forgot that one. Yeah.
From Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore did not make it, but number one was Patrick Starr.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yes.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick
yes.
Starr.
From yes. SpongeBob.
Yes.
Patrick Starfish.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
All right.
That's a good answer. But Paige is Yogi Bear.
That's not bad. But Yogi Bear. Like,
what did he do? He stole picnic baskets.
He did. He loved to steal picnic baskets.
In fact, boy, in your normal tone, just say, hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
No, but okay, yeah, do it as Yogi Bear.
You want me to do it as you doing me? Hey, boo boo. Hey, boo boo.
He is Yogi Bear.
I'm sorry. I'm
going to
stay with my answer.
He looks like the guy who'd wear a dickie with a tie and a hat.
He doesn't have nearly the energy of Yogi Bear.
That's true.
But he walks like with little twinkle toes when he's stealing picking
I'm going on
baskets.
Vacation. You keep on.
You better not.
We ready
this
for
is the summer of ticket blitzes.
We ready for question number three?
No.
Question number three, P1 Family Feud, the Pages versus the Fat Boys.
What rock band / rock star are you most afraid of?
This was an interesting question.
Yes, yes. Number five was Pantera. Fat Boy said Phil Anselmo. We're going to give that to him.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Really,
yep.
Phil?
Yep.
God, I was hoping he'd be higher.
Paige loves Phil Anselmo. She's not scared of him. She
not,
just hates him.
He's all right.
Number four answer.
She's had a change of heart now.
Blank and Slayer.
Blank and Slayer,
I'd
yeah.
I'd be afraid of them. I'm sure the guys are nice. They just tear it up, you know.
Number three answer. Zach Wilde.
Oh yeah.
Shredder.
Mm-hmm. Number two answer. Slipknot.
Really?
Yeah, the masks, I guess.
Yeah, if they're wearing the masks and the jumpsuits, then yeah.
Yeah.
But just to, like, see those guys, they're big teddy bears.
They are.
They're very nice guys.
Number one answer? Cliche. Think cliche. Number one answer. Most afraid of.
NWA.
No.
Oh, wow.
ICP?
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, really? No, my God.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson.
People are scared of Marilyn Manson?
Yep, apparently.
I'd be afraid he'd pleasure me.
People
what
we about
what would be your answer on that, Jimmy? I'm struggling with one to think of now. I mean, not that I'm not scared of people. I mean, I was scared of most you mentioned there, but.
You know what? I can't think of one, really.
Like,
but
I can't think
of one that I've seen people be afraid of.
I would
very
be scared
of
Slayer fans, not the band Slayer. I don't think they would be.
Be afraid of getting stuck in the wrong part of the floor at a
wrong
Slayer
part
concert.
Of the
yeah.
pit.
The person that I've seen people be afraid of was the singer for Avatar, the metal band from Europe.
The blue guy.
The big, tall, like, ringmaster guy with the long face and the makeup that makes his mouth look. He has a big, wide mouth, but he wears makeup to make it look even bigger.
Yeah.
I was at a concert of theirs one time, and he walks up just to go to the bar to get a drink. And the sea of people, like, usually if the singer from a band walks up to the bar to get a drink, people want to talk to that guy. They mm-hmm. want to take pictures. Mm-hmm. Everybody just left. I mean, the crowd parted. Nobody was talking to him. People were afraid of the singer from Avatar. He's just, you know, big, tall, skinny dude, probably Marilyn Manson-sized guy.
Was it weird that Paige is scared of a dead guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody else was afraid of Lemmy. They love him.
I mean, he's just badass. That's why I was like, man, if Lemmy was in the room, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, you're Lemmy.
Mm-hmm. But there's no one you're really scared of, though, Paige.
No. I don't fear anything. And especially not Marilyn Manson. My gosh.
He's fat now.
He is. He's old now.
Or Ozzy. I mean, he's the Prince of Darkness, but he's a man.
You said just rock stars, though, with that question?
Yeah, rock star, rock band you're afraid of.
A lot of people are texting in Cher now, so not a rock star.
Yeah, I'd be terrified of Cher. Yeah.
Paige is fearless, needs to be noted. Paige, fearless.
You like Nikki Bella.
I'm not fearless, but I mean, you know, just the mole and everything. Lemmy's kind of creepy.
It'll be 11 o'clock before we get
to the
questions.
Hey, do you want to do any headlines today?
No.
Go ahead.
No,
apparently
sorry.
Not. What is something people only do once a week? Fat boy, you said take out the trash.
Yeah.
Paige, you said shower. Take out the trash, number 5 answer on the board. Shower, number 4 answer on the board.
What? Once a week?
Yep.
What kind of people are you polling?
You know that joke, I take a shower once a week, whether
I need to or not.
I polled old men, absolutely.
Right.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah. Number 3 answer, take a shower. Number 2 answer, have sex. Number 1 answer, laundry.
Oh, it ought to be go to church.
Right. Yep.
How dare you? Once a week.
All right.
Not
you're supposed to go to church at least 3 times a week. You
That's
know
right.
that. Question number 5, name something you haven't done since high school. Fat boy, you said take off your shirt at the pool.
It made sense.
Paige, you said smoke.
Yeah.
Number 5 answer, math.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4 answer, go to a party, which is sad.
Really? Yeah.
Number 3 answer, pull-ups.
Oh.
You know, pull-ups.
Oh.
Wow.
When you get older, you'll start wearing them again.
Yeah, you will. Number 2 answer, change clothes in front of people. That's one for Fat Boy.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
That counts, yeah.
It does.
They're real loose on Family Feud now with the answers.
They are.
I imagine.
Number 1 answer, run a mile. Run a mile.
Oh, man. I've done that since middle school.
Run.
Yep. Yep. Hmm.
Wow.
So.
With a score.
With a score.
Hold on. Pull up my shirt.
Why'd you make us run a mile, Coach McManus?
Of the most shameful game of
this
P1 Family
I contribute
Feud ever.
To the game.
A score of 72-30. The winner. It's the Fat Boy family.
Oh!
P1 Skinny Man.
Come on!
Wow. Get on!
Wow, wow, wow. Skinny Man, congratulations, sir.
Get this!
Thank you, guys.
Don't thank us, thank the Fat Boys.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Fat Boy.
Let's go!
I knew you had it.
There he did it. Well, congratulations. We need to tell Steve Heavy to get out and bring Stink Martindale up to the microphone. Stink, good morning. Tell P1 Skinny Man what he won, please.
Well, congratulations, P1 Skinny Man. You're going to see Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World live at PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte this Sunday night.
Hell yeah!
Congratulations, Skinny Man.
Right on.
And Sam, I've got tickets to give away later on this afternoon.
Paige,
so
you know what? You lost. You don't
you know,
get free cards.
I want her to call me so we can, you know, I'll tell her when I'm giving away. At 11 and 12. 11 and 12, Sam. So I'm giving away.
Sam hung up because she's pissed at you, Paige.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right,
don't be.
Congratulations, Skinny Man. That's all part of the summer ticket blitz all week long on the planet. Tomorrow we will have Iron Maiden tickets, and as Paige went into business for herself, she will have a couple pairs later in her. I'm kidding.
For the station, bud.
That's right. We're all in the same team.
Yes, we are.
Speaking of you, Paige, we're going to get into the headlines with you, the queen, right after this. Good morning to each.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
Wow. Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet. Rise. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-ha.
You know, before we do that, even more breaking news thanks to a P1 correspondent, Jim.
Yeah, man. I remember what we were talking about now. I got lost. Oh, yeah, P1 Shenanigans alerted us that Fatboy won the game. That's what it was.
You've been on a losing streak like hell,
yeah.
Fatboy, and you finally
was
won.
It really?
So congratulations to the Fatboys. And also, some sort of an apology I'd like to issue to Paige. Paige said that the rock star she'd be most scared of would be Lemmy. And I said, oh, my God, he's dead. But then she said, if he walked in here right now, would you be scared? And I was like, well, hell yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Zombie Lemmy Kilmister walked
mall.
In here right now, I would be scared, Paige. So my apologies.
Thank you.
And,
I love Lemmy, don't get me wrong, but I just think he's a badass.
Yes.
So there we go.
You did realize he was dead, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
The mall was always terrifying to me. So,
oh.
Yeah. I love him.
Molly.
All the same.
Here we go.
Well, if somebody offered you a free couch, would you take a free couch from anywhere?
No.
I'd be suspect of any black leather couch after videos I've seen on the internet.
Yeah. Really?
What about black leather couches? I don't follow.
A lot of times, that's the casting couch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Black leather sofa is suspect.
But you'll take a box spring from anybody.
That was Fatboy.
Fatboy did. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. This is brand new.
The man has standards.
Paige, why do you ask about the used sofa?
I asked that because a strip club in Toledo, Ohio, called Scarlett's Cabaret, is refurnishing their facility. And they're giving away their old couches.
Okay.
Well, you can find the listing on Facebook, on Facebook's marketplace, and there's a little note added. Quote,
strip club couches.
Warning, may have stains from unknown bodily fluids.
God bless.
Use at your own risk.
Isn't that true of any used couch you get, though, really?
Yes.
I think it is.
Just put a Ziggy sheet on it.
Just think of what you've done on your couch. Or
not that. Not anything like that.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable.
Well, where do you go when you're sick? You lay on the couch when you're sick. Where do you go? You know, you're all.
What do you do? What do you get up, go to the bathroom? What are you doing?
No, I'm not saying I'm pooping on it, but
all
the
pooping,
germs
Paige.
On the couch.
I don't think quite right.
From where whatever is wrong with you
in
your life.
Just throw up in between the cushions.
Am I right? You lay down on your couch when you don't feel good, so you get germs all over it. You have sex on your couch, germs all over it. People visit your house, sit on your couch. Germs all over, your pets are all over your couch.
Yeah, my dog's bed is a couch, yeah.
Mm.
That was my point.
No, I get it. I'm just, why would they feel the need to say that they're from a strip club? Do you have to point that out?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, if you have to go pick them up, wouldn't you want to know where you're going to?
Well, that's
them?
True.
I found a thing. It's on Facebook, on Facebook Marketplace, and it's the club itself giving them away.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, giving them away.
Yeah, they're on the Facebook Marketplace for free about it in Toledo, Ohio. Scarlett's
Cabaret. Yeah, because I said if somebody gave you a free couch, would you take a free couch from anywhere?
Yeah, no.
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 Well, you don't have to take this. They're free.
Not even with a slip cover.
God,
that's true. That's true.
Or a Ziggy sheet.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. Yeah, I mean, you'd find a good couch somewhere.
Yeah.
I suggest the Sofa King.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He has good stuff. I mean, he's a king.
Crazy prices.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, things are changing in movies, right? You know, we were talking about 007 being a woman in a scene.
Right.
Well, today, the new 007, yeah, going to be a woman.
Yeah. All right. So today we're going to find out that Supergirl is getting some changes.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Let me guess. Supergirl is going to be a Puerto Rican midget transsexual.
I watch it then.
A lot of people would.
And she talks like Cardi B.
Oh.
That's how she escapes.
Oh, Kurt.
Okay. All right, so.
You know, I just say up, up, and away, and I go flying through the sky.
Look like the Brooklyn.
So whether you like it or not, things are changing. Supergirl will ditch the skirt in season 5 for skin covering pants. So no more skirt. We're going for pants.
Pantsuit.
Well.
Nice pantsuit.
She's going to look like Hillary Clinton.
Why is it got to be a pantsuit?
Not a pantsuit with a jacket. It might be like some kind of.
Yoga
like
pants.
Unitard thing.
Watch out now.
That's not
you know,
hurtful.
We take one step forward and you're
not,
taking two steps.
It's not like, you know, super, super hero suit.
Yeah,
whatever
I mean,
you call those. They're kind of like unitards. I'm sorry.
Okay, here we go again.
That's what they're called, people.
It is not bright to do like superhero work wearing a skirt, though. It's inconvenient. It's probably not the best.
Especially when you're flying. I always thought that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about your skirt flying
around with skirts. It's impractical.
Or skorts or whatever you are wearing.
Right.
Skorts.
Culottes.
Yeah.
Squirt. It's a
Squirtle. It's a Pokemon game.
It's a shirt in a skirt.
Well, if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it.
So how do you... I kind of, yesterday when we were talking about the Scarlett Johansson thing, right? That's who it was that said she feels she should be able to play any role, even if it's not her lifestyle or race or whatever it was.
Just be able to act, probably.
Just be able to act. Somebody sent me a tweet or something and said, it's no longer actress. Men and women are both actors now. Mm-hmm. Now, is that right?
Yeah, it's like the same with comedians, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's a comedian.
And that'd be interesting if that is true, because they're going to have to change the Oscars.
Okay, right. Yes. Because will they do a women's Oscar and a men's Oscar? Or will they put a skirt on the Oscar of the ladies?
Uh-huh. But then it's a female
put a butterfly on there. Or it's pink. It's a pink Oscar for ladies.
Yeah.
Then it should just be...
And it vibrates.
Best actor, not best, you know... Not leading man, leading woman. It would just be best actor.
Well, Paige, you're an actor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you offended if I call you an actress?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way it's been. It's like if you call, I guess.
Actors just texted in. They're offended.
I mean, it's not like fireman, firewomen. You call a firefighter.
That's right, firefighters.
Yeah.
That's
right. So policeman, police.
Service men and women, service people.
But deputies.
Could it not be possible that they just thought a superhero wearing a skirt was dumb?
Yeah, I agree.
And that was
that.
The extent of it, and there's no like deeper political, social motivations to put her in pants, except that it's more practical to fight crime in pants.
Well, okay. So what the hell's the deal with the cape then? He doesn't need the cape. He's just showing
How
off.
How else that, are you going to fly?
It's fashion.
So it's the skirt. It's like a cape for your bottom parts.
Well, yeah, but the skirt's in practical fashion.
But she's got on underwear and like she's wearing like yoga pants underneath the skirt. Well, it's that thing that
she's wearing,
you know,
boots and skirt, right?
I think the more important question were: if you were Superman, would you take a dump while you were flying, or would you stop and pull over?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
Wonder Woman does. It's invisible.
Do we have to put more clothes on Wonder Woman now because she wasn't even wearing a skirt?
She's a bit different, though. Different character.
But why not?
Because they're different characters. We don't have enough time to get into explaining the backstories of both characters and how they're different.
Again, get Rob Thomas on the phone.
Rob Young.
Excuse me.
Just asking the question. All right, so how fancy is your place of business? Not as fancy as we used to be, because only 1 in 5 offices now have a strict dress code.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, they don't.
Do.
They
1 in 5. 20%
do. 1 in 5 have that dress code.
Yeah, we're not your normal place.
Where you have to wear suit, business attire, tie, optional. I don't think they have that anymore. Generally.
I would never be able to live in that world. I would not ever be able to live in that world.
In the boardroom with a suit and tie?
Mm-mm.
Ever?
No, absolutely not.
That's why we do this.
It's such a good look, but not very comfortable.
You have a wrestling tie. You can make it work. NWO tie.
Right.
Rebel flag tie.
I
get that. You wanted that?
Mm-mm. Not anymore.
Not anymore. I mean, I would also hate to wear a work uniform where I couldn't celebrate my individuality every day.
Yeah, but does that...
What would I wear on Too Sweet Tuesday if I worked for Coca-Cola,
Does the 20% include people who have to wear a uniform to work?
Good question.
Or is it just like office places with a strict dress code?
Well, maybe the breakdown is casual or business casual. So I guess, you know, it wouldn't be uniform or anything like that because that would be something that you have to strictly adhere to.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as casual, business casual, then you'd be wearing a dress shirt or some kind of collared shirt. I don't know if that's like, if it's business casual, you don't have to have a tie. And then a quarter of those people are mostly strict, but then they do casual day Friday.
Yeah, okay.
So you get to wear whatever you want, maybe blue jeans or something.
But you got to pay, right? You got to pay like $5 to wear blue jeans on a Friday.
Where?
Some places you do. You have to pay into
it. Where's the money go? The charity?
I don't know. Jeez. Maybe some general fund in the office?
My God.
So 20%, they had that strict business dress code, and then 5% require the specific uniform.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's no, you're not going to get casual day out of the uniform, I guess. I don't know.
No, I've never seen it. I've never seen the UPS dude walk up wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
No, so that doesn't apply to this study.
He's got flames on his socks.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to ban gym shorts.
What, here?
Yeah.
You'd be screwed.
Look, fatty, we're thinking about cutting out the shorts.
The only rule around here is not a written rule, but they don't like you to wear flip-flops.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's kind of an unwritten rule I've heard.
It is. That absolutely is an unwritten rule.
And they say it has to do with safety. Something could fall on your toe.
Open-toed shoes. Yeah.
I have steel toe tibas.
That's right. Mainly open-toed shoes on dudes, by the way.
They're totally cool with me not wearing underwear, though.
Yeah.
All right.
I asked.
You disclosed.
They told me I was breaking the HR rule by even asking.
Yeah.
Well, lastly, I saved this story for this man that did an incredible thing.
Yeah.
He sets a Guinness World Record for sitting on the toilet for 116 straight hours. Now, you're wondering, where was he sitting? And I've looked at the picture, and it looked like he's sitting in a toilet in a local bar, but it's not in the bathroom. He looks like he's out amongst the other patrons.
Okay.
Which is very strange that he decided to do that. But then you know, there's the public display that you have to do it in front of people to prove that you are breaking this record, right?
It has to be verified.
It has to be verified. So he was allowed 5-minute breaks every hour to stretch or use the real toilet.
Uh-huh.
So he was just sitting there. He didn't use the toilet in front of people because that would have been completely gross.
See, I have issues with this being a record.
Because you're not really sitting there if you get 5 hours off. So, I mean, 5 minutes off.
Mm-mm. No, that doesn't count.
Really?
I don't think it counts. Not if you get up. You got to sit there the whole time. You got to eat, sleep, breathe. You got to let your feet go to sleep real good. Your legs fall asleep real good. Yeah.
He's got shorts on. He's not even naked.
Yeah, I know, man. I think you got to have your pants around your ankles.
Do you remember the bit we did? I believe it was in 2004 where we had this big block of ice and we had P1s come and see who could sit down on the block of ice the longest.
Yeah.
Until... Yeah, well, insurance says we can't do it anymore. But then, I mean, the people sat there all damn day. Like, we were thinking, a couple hours. No.
I'm 400 pounds, guys.
There was one guy who melted his butt imprint into the ice. He sat there for so long.
Yeah.
So he sat, this was in Belgium.
You got jackal tickets.
This guy, he sat on the toilet. It was, like we said, not hooked up to any plumbing.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't count.
In a bar. People watching him on the toilet. It's probably funny and... People loved it, but
why do you want any of these records? Did they pay you to be in the book? There's no other incentive. I don't get the book and read it anymore.
No, I used to. I used to though.
Yeah,
I'd get it. I'd check it out at the library, or occasionally I would never get the hardback though. I'd get the paperback version.
I loved it when I was a kid, man.
Oh hell yeah,
it was the best.
Longest nails, longest beard.
And then they started making it too segmented. You know,
too
many different records. And again, what do you get for that? Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Get a certificate.
So I guess our takeaway is it's not real unless you're actually sitting on a toilet that's hooked to plumbing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Then it's
You have to deposit something.
Yeah. You have to be pants around the ankles. Yeah.
No stretching for 116 consecutive hours. You have to sit there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got it. Well, that's all I have today, boys. Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige. That's your Rise Guys Headlines.
I thought it was a fine segment. You seemed to think it was not so
good, Paige. No, I'm in agreement with this guy, but I
still heard about the loss in the game, aren't you?
Not really.
Still. And then no
good. I'm hurt for Sam because I didn't win the tickets yet.
This is what I get. I know. All right. Thank you, Paige. That was headlines. We'll get back more Rise Guys right after this.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, the whole nine yards. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Worker Brother Wednesday, in fact. The Ticket Blitz week continues with Iron Maiden tickets tomorrow morning. They're going to be coming to Charlotte as well, right, Jimmy, Jackie?
Oh, yeah, man. We'll have those tickets and details for you tomorrow. In the meantime, Paige's going to be giving away more tickets to Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World and Twisted Tide this afternoon. You got several chances to win those.
Several chances as we celebrate the Summer Ticket Blitz Week here on the planet. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy.
Going touchdown.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It's good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle a little. Ow.
The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, didn't you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute roadblock is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.